Yeah, I have some lovely pictures. You know, this is one of the most beautiful pictures. Just imagine when Baba was greeting his lovers in Guru Prasad, where there were thousands seated before him, so that the last line, they couldn't even see Baba. And one girl I know who was a cripple, a cousin of Erich, a beautiful child, so she used when opera glasses to see Baba. But every time when Baba approached, when he came out on the platform, the stage, or then did all, you know, greet and stuff, Baba would put up his hand like that. And that gesture I've seen in person from the side room, because I was directing my brother Bairam and taking the film. Do it from there. Bairam was hanging on with one of the poles with one hand and whatever. So I could see that when Baba put up his hand right there, it was like an ocean. It reached way beyond. Just see, some idea you get passes very, 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 very fast. I hadn't realized for some time that this picture of Baba that I love, Baba is both father and mother in one with a scarf. Mm-hmm. That was next to my uncle, my maternal uncle, my mother's brother, who was in the arts and theater. He was a co-producer of one of the very prominent film companies in Bombay. Mm-hmm. Also of a theater, he was a partner. And here are both the uncles. One is Khodadad, that's the maternal uncle.
And this is your father's brother? This is your father's brother?
My father's brother.
The brain of pistachio?
My mother used to call him Gorba. He was older than my brother, my father. But Gorba means cat. Because he could see in the night.
No.
And my mother would say, this is incredible, Cheryl. Your brother is so much older than you are. You can see in the night, he's like a Gorba. But he loved that. He was a little tight-fisted. And my mother would say, well, Khodadad, you have no money for this, you have no money for that. And yet you have money to come every 6 months to India, huh? How is that? But Shirin, I have to see Mero. I have to see Mero. And he never, Padre used to like him very much. He never used any vehicle where his feet would carry him. Never. So Baba would send a tonga to Ahmednagar to bring uncle over to Mehrabad. So he would, his whole luggage was one big bundle of pistachio and also mushk, as they say. And the other And the other was another bundle of his own. So to, in honor of Baba's request, he would put these in the tonga. But he would walk, even at that age that you see in the picture, all the way from Ahmednagar to Mehrabad. And Padre liked that kind of man. He said, that is the way you should be. Whenever Padre was asked, how are you, Padre? Still alive, damn it. He was a real hermit, you know. He was. This is very interesting. You know, in 1962, when our Baba families came for a visit, and then from Guru Prasad in 62, they came over to Ahmednagar to visit the tomb, Mehrazad. And Padre put that in because the crypt inside the samadhi was open, you know. That's where also Baba had sat in seclusion. So he put a board across the samadhi, Padre. And on it is written, as you will see, thou shalt not step down. Ah, yes. Here is, you know how Baba had ask that Begin the Begin song be played by his side after he dropped his body. And as I was usually playing the gramophone for Baba, so played in his room, in the cabin, in the samadhi. Here I am in the samadhi playing. I'm having a quiet time by myself in the morning before all came. This Begin the Begin is being played.
How many times has it played, Nani? Because it's been... How many times has Begin the Begin played at that time?
I think about seven or something.
Seven.
Difficult to remember.
When we did the play,
But I know I try to do it everywhere.
Yeah.
And like everything else, Baba brought up a subject not 10 years before, but again, not letting it rub away, you know.
Khodada.
My father's brother. And that is Rostam. Now, Rostam was the one in the film and theater, but before he died, a few days before, he was not well, and he said to his wife, Piruja, he said, Piruja, remember, Mehran is God. And she said, I know, Rostam, I know.
That's the father, isn't that father of Nadja and
No,
I'm getting confused.
You know, Nadja is my mother's sister's. Hindu and Nadja are my mother's sister's children. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been keeping your family tree.
But the only family I've seen of my father is the brother, Khodadad. Ah, I should like that name. Just because it was so much fun pronouncing, you know. Now this is a picture of Baba. Underneath is written, I am the highest of the high, and signed by Baba. And I am the highest of the high is written in my handwriting. And the signature, of course, is Baba. Baba is saying, he is the highest of the high. And there was a whole stack of photos that were of different pictures of Baba that he made me write on. There at the table, and I and he signed each one. And here is a description of it. In the meantime, this comes around. And I mean, the Silent One has told us very, very distinctly, briefly.
Referring to copy of photos signed by beloved Baba for his sister Mani in the 1950s, Mani says, beloved Baba's brother Baram, gentle and artistic by nature, was adept with the camera and won several prizes in amateur photographic competitions. Because of his immense love for his god brother, it was natural for Baram to channel his talent for photography into taking and making pictures of Baba whenever possible. Working with the barest equipment and under unimaginable inconveniences in an airless little room at home, Baram produced pictures of much beauty, acclaimed by brother photographers in the Baba world. Baram's ambition to occupy himself solely with Baba photos was fulfilled in an unexpected way and carried on to the end of his life. It was in the early 1950s when Baba personally directed Baram to make his pictures in sizable numbers and directed me to send them out to his lovers in the West. And Baba said his part would be to touch each picture before it was sent out. He did this without fail every time before a batch was airmailed to the West. Prior to the Savas in 1954, Baba took a big stack of different pictures of himself that Baram had developed in postcard size and signed every one of them. Before putting his signature, our beloved avatar had me write for him Under each photograph, the words, "I am the highest of the high." After sealing this ancient declaration with his signature, Baba gave one picture each to the few who were with him at the time, while the rest he put in his pockets and later gave them out to a number of his close ones. I do not know who all received them, but the one he gave to me is always in my room. The original writing and signature on it have faded over the years, but indelible is the memory of those timeless moments at the table with beloved Baba while I wrote out his dictated words, "I am the highest of the high," dozens of times on dozens of pictures, and he patiently put his signature on each one, symbolic, surely, of his signature on the many hearts destined to be blessed with the love of the highest of the high. Avatar, Meher Baba Ki Jai Mani.